Funeral services for slain New York City police officer Wenjin Liu begin tomorrow. Liu and his partner Rafael Ramos were ambushed in their squad car by a man who said he wanted revenge for the death of Eric Garner, the unarmed black man who died after being put in a chokehold by a white police officer in Staten Island. At the same time, New York is coping today with the death of an iconic politician. Three-term Governor Mario Cuomo died last night at the age of 82. With us now is WNYC City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
First, between the death of Mario Cuomo and this weekend's funeral for Officer Liu, what's the mood like in New York today?
Well, I think there's certainly a somberness. The death of Mario Cuomo coming yesterday evening, you know, just hours after his son Andrew was sworn in for his second term, was a tragedy that I think surprised and saddened many. And of course, that will be followed this weekend by a funeral and viewing for Officer Wenjin Liu. You know, so there's certainly a palpable sadness.
Yeah, and a shadow cast over the governor's inaugural speech. His second term started yesterday. Let's hear some of that speech, because he was addressing also another problem the city has been facing in relation to Liu's murder. That's the tension with police.
The world saw an African-American man in Staten Island die, and people are confused, disappointed, and angry. Law enforcement officials have been wrongfully targeted and even assassinated.
How did police respond to that? You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen them turn their backs to Mayor Bill de Blasio during services for the other slain officer in this case. Did Governor Cuomo's words do much to calm the situation?
Well, I think it's important to understand that what Governor Cuomo was talking about there and what he has said and done in the weeks since, you know, what he referred to in that statement, you know, that New Yorkers saw a man on Staten Island die, that it's a reference to the death of Eric Garner, whose death was then cited by the man who murdered the two police officers. And, you know, there have been weeks of protests since a grand jury had decided not to indict police officers in the death of Garner. Cuomo has talked consistently about understanding both sides, understanding what, you know, needs to be done from the perspective of government and what has to be done by the City Hall administration in terms of, you know, both letting people protest, but also expecting that, you know, police officers will feel safe while doing their jobs.
Is there any expectation that this conflict will again spill over into the weekend's funeral services?
At this point, it's not clear. We know that Police Commissioner Bratton was very critical of that gesture where officers turned their backs during Mayor de Blasio's speech at Officer Ramos's funeral last weekend. But there's certainly still a lot of frustration among the rank and file officers. Throughout the week, Mayor de Blasio tried to turn the volume down on some of that rhetoric, meeting with union officials. But they continue to say that there's not a resolve and there's still a lot of frustration.
Right. And can you talk about that frustration a little bit more? I mean, is there any sense that their tensions are easing as time goes on here, or the tension's still pretty high?
You have to remember some of the things that are happening on the ground, right? You have these ongoing protests. Also, the city's police union is without a contract and they're in binding arbitration with the city. And that is certainly a point of contention. They are looking for a larger increase because of the risk associated with their job. And that's certainly part of the backdrop of what's going on here.
Finally, I want to talk about the funeral services themselves. It's been more than 2 weeks since Officer Liu was killed in that ambush, and ceremonies just being held tomorrow because many of his relatives had to travel and make arrangements to come to the United States from China. This sounds like it will be a very different funeral than we usually see culturally for a police officer in New York.
Yeah, it's interesting. Officer Liu is thought to be one of the first Chinese-American New York City police officers to die in the line of duty. And so there will be a viewing on Saturday and then a funeral on Sunday. And there's an expectation that it will blend some Buddhist rituals along with some New York City Police Department traditions. On Saturday at the viewing, mourners are expected to burn ceremonial money and objects in front of a photo of Officer Liu. That's a Buddhist tradition. And then on Sunday morning, the funeral is expected to begin with a Chinese ceremony led by Buddhist monks, followed by a traditional police ceremony. So you'll see NYPD pallbearers, an honor guard from Officer Liu's precinct. There will even be the Emerald Society's pipe and drum band, which includes bagpipe players and drummers, and a color guard. And then afterwards, the procession will take Officer Liu to a cemetery. And the site was actually chosen with the help of a feng shui expert. Hmm. So this really interesting blend of cultures and a real reflection of the increasing diversity of the New York City Police Department.
All right. Bridget Bergen, City Hall and Politics reporter for WNYC. Thanks very much.
Thank you.